Blog Talk Radio. with me. Don't be cruel.
Worldwide, I think, sold over 10 million copies, of course, from the Don't Be Cruel album from 1988. That was music from Bobby Brown, Don't Be Cruel. Good morning. Actually, good morning. Good evening to you. Of course, it is Monday. Yes, we're starting off the week. Hopefully, you guys are having a great start of the week. And if you're not, for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Got music on the way. We got some Lakeside on the way. We got some Starpoint on the way. We got some Black Ivory, some old school Black Ivory from 1972. And, of course, I might sneak a little Melville Moore in. But, again, I hope you guys had a great weekend. I'm Don Fleming. Of course, I do this every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Again, old school R&B, funk, and soul. And I just want to say I had a great weekend. I enjoyed it. It snowed, but the snow started melting, and the sun was out. And that's what's so crazy. The sun was out, and I got a chance to just kind of relax and get on the balcony and hopefully get some vitamin D, you know, for my eyes, you know, my eyesight and everything. You know, you get older and you don't, you know, your eyes start acting up on you. So. But no, I am definitely happy to be here, happy to hang out with you again for the next couple of hours. And again, I'm gonna try to jam for you. Hopefully, you guys can get rid of the case of the Mondays, just in case if you're not feeling well. So that's what I do. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead and get this party going. Let's get this show started from 1978. Give you a classic from Bobby Caldwell. It's called What You Won't Do for Love. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
I guess you wonder where I've been. I search to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. From your love, you see, I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. From your love, you see, I came back to let you know.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Old School Monday, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. Of course, that was from 1998. That was music from Tamia, So Into You. Cool thing about that song, it's a sample. The sample of the song is from the Commodore, Say Yeah. Here's the cool part. The music video, Nicole Richie, who is Lionel Richie's daughter, was in the music video. So it's kind of like a 6 degrees of separation, but only like 2 degrees. So it's kind of a short version of 6 degrees of separation. So, but what do I know? Before that, little Jason Weaver, his debut album from 1995, that was Love Ambition. For all those who remember Jason Weaver went on to become, he was on The Smart Guy. He was an ATL. He was in a lot of movies and things like that. But he started off, for all of us who remember, he played little Michael Jackson from the Jackson's American Dream miniseries. So, you know, that was how we actually met him. The whole world met him, of course, from 1995 again. Love Ambition, beautiful song. Beautiful song. At the time, he was like 15 years old, just singing a grown folks ballad like that. And it was just an amazing song. Of course, started off the block, gave you a little blue-eyed soul from 1978, Mr. Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love. Of course, I love that song, The Cat in the Hat. He was just amazing. There's a challenge on the internet where it's like all of these young black folks, all of these young kids finding out that Bobby Caldwell was white. It is hilarious, but again, good music transcends color and all that. But again, that was Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love. Again, we got a little over an hour and 34 minutes left of the show, but I got to say this, man. It's wonderful to have my partner Wardell on, but it's definitely just as wonderful to have the lovely Miss Linda Carrier, a little dynasty thing going on. Miss Linda Carrier is hanging out with us. Hey, Linda, Happy New Year. I know it's February, but Happy New Year to you.
Hi, Don. Thank you. It's nice to say hello to your listeners after a long time. That's great.
I know. Yay. I know. What you been up to?
It's been an interesting time. I mean, life keeps all of us busy, and there are always challenges, but it's been an interesting time with Dynasty have, you know, in our new evolution, having a song that's charting in Europe, that's astonishing to me and really lovely. So that's,
oh my God, and I'm so proud of you guys. I'm so proud. I feel like that little brother that's just, I mean, I'm just so happy for you guys. Very well in the UK, doing very well in the UK. But go ahead, please. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off. And you know what's amazing is I was talking to Wardell, as we are wont to do, talking to him about things we have to do. And all of a sudden I get an email, and it's someone from the Netherlands asking me, am I...
Oh my goodness!
The person from the original Dynasty, and my mouth was open, and all I managed was, Wardell, you're not going to believe what I'm reading, and she told me that her husband had been a fan of Dynasties from the beginning and loved the Solar Sound, and she, I mean, I'm like astounded, and she said, she just asked that question. You know, I'm sorry to, I just need to ask the question, are you, you know, Linda from, you know, Dynasty? And I wrote back, well, I'm in complete shock to write to you and say, I am, you know. So she, that's when she told me that her husband was this big fan. And so I wrote a response to that. And then I get this big cheerleader informed letter from her, email from her husband saying, you know, talking about the different, his favorite songs, different songs. And I'm going, oh my God, this man knows everything. So it was a very warm exchange, and he's out of his, you know, and he was saying, oh, thank you, because my birthday is tomorrow and I can't believe I'm communicating with you.
Oh,
and,
wow.
So I got to write him something for his birthday tomorrow, and it was truly a shocking, it was a shocking thing. I mean, my God, how does that happen? I was in shock for most of the afternoon just with what? And, you know, and guess what? On top of that, Wardell was calling me to do a radio drop for a station in the Netherlands. I mean, come on, John. So that's what I did.
That's
after
awesome.
That, after writing it down, I recorded a radio drop for a radio station in Amsterdam. So that was really cool. That was my day.
Oh my goodness! Look at you already getting you're worldwide. I'm surprised that you even know little old people like me. You know, getting out there doing drops. I'm just glad.
Are you kidding? Are you absolutely kidding? Don't even try to pull the wool over your audience. When I met Don through Wardell, Don and I immediately clicked, and I've been honored to know you all these years. So thank you. Thank you for being my brother. I'm really excited about that.
Well, thank you so much. I am here. You are here, of course, guys. You're here, all the listeners out there. Again, every Monday from 3 to 5 p.m., actually from 8 to 10 p.m., I get Wardell's day shows mixed up. From 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, old school R&B, funk, and soul. And one of the things last week, I wish you was on the air so we could talk about this. Did you know? Of course, I love Dynasty. I love the song Here I Am. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I did a little back-to-back Here I Am, because Midnight Star, actually, it didn't come on. It wasn't on the album per se in 81. They did a remastered version in 2010 where their version of Here I Am was it was a bonus track. And I know, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Calloway brothers wrote it, if I'm not mistaken, but it was given to you guys first. And, of course, you guys released it on your second Adventure album. Oh, go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No. I'm cutting you off. And the truth is, it was, I think that song was supposed to be theirs initially. And somehow in the shuffling of music and placement and everything, it came to us. And, or not came to us, but, you know, it was selected. I mean, Leon and them, whatever, however it got arranged, we got the song. I think it was going to go to them first and or going to be their song, and it became ours. And it was I didn't know that until after we had done it, but it was Here I Am was really fun to do with Kevin in the studio, and I can remember actually doing it in the studio. I remember that that evening and when we did it and finished it, and I was going to Africa the next day. I remember that, so it was really fun. And yeah, Midnight Star, really cool and respected and talented group. So it was their song and we got to do it. That was a gift. That was wonderful.
Wow. I'm gonna do a double A. I did it last week for Wardell, and because Wardell didn't really know, because technically, again, on their Standing Together, on Midnight Star's Standing Together album in 81, it was never released on that album. They actually had a remastered re-release. They had a remastered re-release in 2010, And their version of Here I Am was as a bonus track. So it was never really released.
Okay.
It was given to you guys. You guys, of course, did it. But there was so many similarities. So I'm going to do what I did last week. I'm going to go ahead. I'm gonna give Midnight Star's version, and then I'm going to play Dynasty's version. And I just want your opinion when we come back. I want to get your opinion on that. But let's, guys, you're listening to Solar Records Radio. I want to take you back to 1981 to the album Standing Together. Of course, their re-release version of Here I Am from 2010. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Baby, you got one, don't speak with me, so much to me, that you know how to treat us.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. What you just heard was a double play of Here I Am. What I just played, of course, Dynasty's version from 1981. Of course, I started off the block with Midnight Star's version. I'm here with Linda Carrier. Now, I'm not going to ask you to play favorites or anything like that. I just want to, in your opinion, what differences can you hear in both versions? I'm always intrigued to know.
If you don't mind, I'm going to talk about it, that in just a little bit of a different way. I hadn't heard Midnight Star's version in a really long time, and I hadn't heard it much then. Here is the interesting thing. There had to have been some intrigue behind this song, but I don't think any of Dynasty knew, I mean, minus Leon, because he was the chief producer at Solar.
Yeah.
You're asking like a masterclass question. The first, listening to Midnight Star, my only thought was it was exact same structure, and it was their song first. And what I heard was a perfect rendition of that song, of their song. So how that stopped in midstream and the song came to us, I have no idea. But I remember in passing, honestly, so I'm happy I can't get into what those machinations were. I'm really happy about that because I'm not hiding anything. But I remember after we had done Here I Am, and you know, like we get it, by the time we get it, we don't know. We're not thinking or even knowing where the song came from. We're just there to work at the studio, and that's the song being done. So whatever had transpired between Midnight Star's leadership and Leon, I was not privy to. But I was thinking while I listened to their version of the song, that would have been very difficult for me to let go of a song that felt so good. You know what I mean? It was their song. Mm-hmm. So I remember after we had done it, I think it may have already been released it was about to be, so everybody associated with Solar had heard what we were doing. And I remember, I can't remember who in Midnight Star, a lady, that in passing and saying hello, either I think at the studio rather than the record company, and we said hi, and I remember her mentioning Here I Am in a particular way, but I honestly didn't know of any, I didn't know where the song came from, and it was their song. So I can honestly say I didn't know what happened behind the scenes. I don't know how we got to do their beautiful song, because listening to their rendition, all that made me feel like, I mean, I was singing along with them. I love the lead singers and, I mean, the background too, but I'm talking about, you know, the lead as delivered, perfect. The male lead, female lead, perfect. And so that just made me feel, wow, this could have been a chorus of two groups doing it because we did their song. But I had no idea at the time that it had come from them. So all those words is to say there's probably an interesting story behind that that may or may not ever be told, but I honestly don't know the story.
Can I tell you my favorite part
please,
of the song, of both
please,
songs?
Please,
the part where
please.
I'm ready, baby, here I am, that part.
Really?
I love that. Whether it's
cool.
I And I'm assuming you did that, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, it was Kevin and me that did the lead on our version of Here I Am. And I actually love the song. So, like I said, I'm sitting
I love it too.
Here
I'm
very
in
comfortably
love with
listening.
Song.
Oh, I'm good. And I'm listening to Midnight Star going, God, they had to have loved their song. They had it first. You know, because they wrote it, they did it.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
I don't know if they had fully done it. I really don't know. But, I mean, I don't know at what, you know what I mean? It may have been a rough. I have no idea when we got it. But somehow Leon got that song for us. And we were very lucky to have it because it was, we loved it. It was fun performing it. It was received well. And, I had a really great time. So it was really fun hearing it. I just heard two exact versions of the same song.
You know, that's crazy. That is so crazy.
Isn't it?
You know what? We got your partner. We got your partner here. So we want to go ahead and bring Wardell in. Wardell is here hanging out. And I trolled him last week about it. and he gave me this scientific answer. Wardell, could you share what you had mentioned last week? About the two different versions, because again, I love Melvin singing on lead on Midnight Star, and I love Kevin singing on the lead part, and you of course. So, but and, you know, it's just one of those things. But I give it to you guys because you guys released it first as a single. Theirs was only as a bonus track from their remastered. So, Wardell, jump in, man. You're the man.
Well, first of all, I have to say hello to my sister from another mother. What's up, Linda? I haven't
That's
heard your
right.
voice in I haven't heard your voice in minutes.
I thought he was gonna make a joke about it. It's been such a long time, and I'll go, Wardell, we talk 62 times a day.
I know, you know? I just talked to her about 200 minutes ago. And so here we are again.
Uh-huh, for
but
real.
Anyway, I just wanna say you know, that whole situation, what you guys are talking about, and there's no scientific answer what you're trying to say. I'm just saying.
You can't listen to the show last week. If you listen to the playback,
okay.
Go ahead, though.
Okay. I did break it down a little bit, and I did say some stuff that sounded kind of funny. And it was, but I cleaned it up, because I love the Night Star, and I love Dynasty, and I love, you know, the song. And so, and we both did a great job with the song. And so the song comes first to me. The song is the most important part. And so the song had both of us, you know, wanting it. And so, but see, they wrote the song and they shared it with Leon for Dynasty. And Leon said, yes, I would love to have it for Dynasty. So that's how we ended up with the song. And so after we ended up with the song, you know, Linda and them, they put their stuff on, they put their magic on it, and it was amazing. But this is what, as I was liking your postings of the songs, this is what I thought. This is my honest opinion. I love Melvin Gentry, by the way. He's a drummer like me and a great singer. But I wanted to say this, that I love the lead vocals on both songs, but you got to know that to me the difference is there's a difference between the timbre in Kevin's voice. There's something very special about the timbre. That's the only difference between that male singer and that male singer, because they basically sang it just like Linda said. He sang it beautifully. Both of them, she said, I sang right along with Sam Brady. But Kevin has something in his voice that is it's really unique, and it's very special. Mm. Linda pointed this out to me many times, and I heard it on that song when you made me listen and try to, you know, to figure out which one I like the best and why I like it the best and stuff. And of course, I love Linda's voice. So I'm just, you know, I might be a little biased because I've been with her my whole career. And so, so I might be a little biased, but that's what I'm used to. You know, it is what I'm used to. It's like, you know, you're used to your mom cooking. You go someplace else. The other person might cook better, but you're used to what you're used to. It's like, this is
sure,
what I'm used
to. And then you add a little bit of a different mix of things.
Right.
And
right.
So they're going to be different. I'm just saying that the songs are basically arranged the same way. There isn't much difference.
Mm-hmm.
But
oh, it isn't.
Like we they allowed us to do, they gave us their song. We did it first and we were honored to do it. It worked so well for us. It fit us so well.
And then like
the
Don
guitar
said,
riff at the end. Dynasty.
Yeah, Richard Randolph.
And
Richard Randolph at the end. Yeah, Richard Randolph is playing that their solo. They don't have that on theirs, and so it's a beautiful thing, and it's a beautiful tribute to Richard as well.
So,
my
God,
wow! I love you
there
guys,
you
man. Again, I love the fact that you guys are giving me your, because I'm on the outside looking in. You guys were in there. You guys were in ground zero, I like to call it. You know, and I'm just a fly on the wall, just listening to you guys just kind of share these gems of knowledge as far as you know, this version and that version. Like you said, the timber. Look at you! Like we got to find out. I thought timber was something that they say when they're cutting the tree down. You know, but
funny thing, you have to hear what Linda's going to be doing in the future when we perform live. You have no idea. When she breaks the songs down and starts singing them her own way, oh my God!
Oh.
You're gonna be like, it's a grown up time now, Jack. She takes you there. She makes you go.
Is she trying to make me feel good, Don?
I'm just telling you. You already told you this because she sings it to me on the phone. I hear her singing because I'll play the song on the piano a little bit. And I said, Linda, can you imagine we start off the song this way, playing it this way? She's like, oh, now we're talking. And she starts singing. It's like, oh. So, guys, listen, when you guys expect to see something a little bit different the next time you see Dynasty, especially with Linda, she's going to take you there. She is going to take you there. I know.
Wow.
I already heard it, guys.
We will sure try. I will certainly try. I want to. I mean, he's telling a true story. We just did that last week, and he started playing this and had a completely different take, different feel, whatever song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, ooh, and I started singing it. And he's laughing in the background. He goes, yeah, I got it now. And then he keeps
That's it. I was playing it. And look, I think I just came home from church. That feels like, ooh, man, that was romantic. I was ready for the wine and the candle. The wine and the candle. Like, and it was like, whoa, this is on. So we're going to have a little twist. We're going to be a little different than what people are used to seeing us. And because it's a different time anyway, we've all matured.
Exactly.
We've all grown up. So we are going to be in the moment with you when you come to see us. We're going to be in the moment. Because we're right where you are.
And communicating with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are right where
that's
you are.
That's what we talk about when we have these sessions, Don.
Uh-huh.
We may be talking
I'm
about this,
so
and all of a sudden we break into music, huh?
I'm so excited for y'all, for real. I'm living vicariously through y'all right now because here's the thing. Now, granted, you know, the years, I mean, you know, whatever years passed that you want to say, and you want to say, well, I'm getting up there in age and all that, I don't care.
Sure,
and
you guys
have this youthful energy that, to me, it's worthwhile to just share it with the people. Once you guys are on the road or when you're performing these songs, I'm going to, I definitely got to come and see y'all. I definitely got to come and get a chance to just witness that. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to be there. Yeah, we talk about that all the time about, I mean, what you're talking about. It's obviously we are older, much older than we were before, mm-hmm. and it's about living well, being healthy, and keeping yourself mm-hmm. together, but continuing to work on, if you're interested enough, you're going to keep working on those skill sets that are necessary for that. And we try to do that. And then when we talk through, Wardell and I do that a lot, where we'll talk through a moment or talk through a song, and we'll talk through also what we can share with people like us and people of like age and people of younger age, whatever age, but we're mm-hmm. going to break it down in a different way, and we're going to talk about things that we know and try to share it within the song and with just communicating with people if we have the opportunity to do that. And when we get serious about those talks and those breakouts of singing and music, where we're not even planning it, we might be talking about something completely different, and you hear Wardell start tinkering, and he starts playing the song, and then my mouth, I'm going to start singing it, and there we go. Oh yeah, and then we continue to break it down and talk about what we know and what we feel and what we'd like to share. So those really are some really cool moments. That's true. I must admit, you know, they happen just like you said.
So, Don, you know, you got to know that, Linda, one of the things I enjoy doing to Linda, I do the same thing to my mom, and they can't help it. They can't. Neither one of them can help it. But I call them, and they answer the phone, and I'll just start singing. And they can't help but start singing along. And I say, "What the world needs now?" Next, you know, Linda's singing it, finding the harmony or whatever, singing along. She can't help herself. And then sometimes she'll go, "I don't even like that song." And you got me singing it.
Exactly. So, I'm going, damn it, Wardell, why did you do that? I mean, I didn't like that song. And I'm like, I don't know, a whole verse or something.
Stevie Wonder is one of her favorite artists. And so she loves his mm-hmm. songs and stuff. So I almost could sing any of his songs except for a couple. And so not that one. Yeah, but she'll start singing it, and then she'll realize, no, not that one. We're not doing that one. No, but my mom's the same way. And I usually sing gospel songs to my mom. I'll call and start singing gospel, and she can't help but join in. It's so cute.
I think his sister does it too. He says his sister.
Yeah, that's right.
He attacks her with the song. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I attack all the girls.
So would you shut up? What is, you know? It'd be $3 a night.
Oh my God!
Wow. But anyway,
yeah, you see, we're having fun.
What you do here is the passion that we have for the music. That's what you mm-hmm. hear in our voices tonight. Like, we really are passionate about getting back on the stage and doing what we love to do. And doing it respectfully, you know, for that to people be excited about it. Because we're not going to try to be in our 20s anymore. We're going to be right where we are, and we're going to perform for people right where they are. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity.
The dog agrees.
For both sides. The dog agrees too. Yeah, absolutely. Right on time. That dog was right on time.
Man,
impossible.
I know. He was like, I concur, Wolf. The guys you're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Fies Jr., of course, and the lovely Miss Linda Carrier. We got about 57 minutes left in the room. Let's go into some music. I want to take you guys back to 1982. Of course, this is from her album. I'm a big fan. Of course, what you hear in the background, the lovely Miss Evelyn Champagne King. Name of the song is called Bet Your She Don't Love You. Keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
Hey, hey.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. That was from 1984. That was music from Starpoint. Name of the song is called It's All Yours. And, of course, started off the block from the Get Loose album from 1982, of course, produced by Kashif and Maury Brown, of course, Paul Lawrence, who is also a friend to the show, Solar Records Radio. That is Betcha She Don't Love You. And, of course, we got about another 47 minutes, and we're still hanging out. Of course, the lovely Miss Linda Carrier, and we have the lovely Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. Can I say, you can't really put lovely in front of a brother's name, can you? The lovely Wardell. That don't even sound right.
No,
they're like, don't do that no more. Don't.
We'll edit that one. But guys, appreciate the love.
But don't do that again. But no, guys, we were talking off the air, just making a lot of, you know, the energy. I was talking about the energy and of course, you know, being a little older and again, both of you guys are still youthful, so let's go ahead and just put that out there right now. But as far the Solar Galaxy of Stars tour, what memories, Linda, and I'm gonna start with you. What memories do you, just fond memories do you have of that tour? Like, I know brothers were throwing probably underwear at you and shirts and, you know.
You know what? It was, honestly, that tour was wonderful. It was the 4X, that first big tour, Whispers,
uh-huh.
Lakeside Shalimar Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
They're just so many. I mean, every group had its bus, every group had its limo, and it honestly was months of a really great time. I mean, I interacted, like the Whispers, the twins, Scotty and Walter were very kind to me, and so we would have lunch every once in a while, or they would call my room and go, your sandwich is on the way, and I would say, how do you know? And they go, who eats just vegetables? We told the waiter, we know where that's going. Is that just vegetables? And I said, you weren't close to my sandwich, were you? And they would go, your vegetable sandwich is coming. And I go, how do you know? Because we were on the elevator with it. And so it would be jokes like that. But our one of my favorite memories is our driver was Brad. And the girls would be in
Brad's
the dressing room, and I would hear people tell Brad, hey, Brad, you know where all the parties are? And he'd go, look, man, I can't hear any of that right now. I have to take Linda home, and then I'll be back. And Linda home meant take Linda to the hotel. And so, and we would be laughing in the room because I would most often leave really quickly, and he would take me back to the room, and I would be living in my own little world. I would be listening to different kinds of music just to refresh my brain. You know, I might listen to classical music or jazz, and as the groups are, especially the musicians that work with me, would be passing the room and go, nobody else would be playing jazz this time of night, or nobody would be playing classical music, and they'd hit my door, and I'd go, keep moving, just keep moving. And so it was all very, honestly, it was a very warm situation for the most part. The groups had to deal with their own thing, but we all related really well, you know, when we could, and the shows were very cool. And the Whispers might fuss at me in a joking way and go, are you leaving? We haven't performed. And I would say, did you come to my show? And we would tease each other like that. you know, we would laugh and hang out, and they'd go, we know your show. And I'd go, and I know your show. I could do it, you know. So it truly, truly was warm. It was a growing up time. It was, so I may have gone on too long about that, but it was honestly a growing time for us and actually for the company. So it was interesting.
Waddell?
Well, you know, I've shared my experiences. I really enjoy hanging out with Walter and playing tennis all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We would go from hotel to hotel. We played tennis. We looked for hotels that had, I mean, we didn't know what hotel we
tennis
were going to stay at. But, yeah, but we always would look at tennis courts at any hotel we got to. And once we did, once we knew that one of us would call the other or find the
mm-hmm.
other and say, you see the court? Yeah, I see tonight after the gig. So, you know, the problem is that, you know, I was young, right? So I was in my early 20s. And so the problem
mm-hmm.
is that we would be done. I would play with Dynasty. Then I would go back and play with Shalimar. And then I would leave and get with Brad and go back to the hotel. But the Whispers would go on last, and their show lasted
right.
a long time. So I'm sitting downstairs in the lobby drinking a little something-something. By the time Walter gets there, I'm like, oh, man. And I think I'm ready, and I get out there and get beat so bad. But it was fun. It was fun, and we had a really good time. So I'd rather play with Walter before we went to the concerts, because waiting for him after this was never in my best interest.
There you go.
But we had, it was a good development time. It was, you know, we all were getting close to each other. The longer the tour went,
mm-hmm.
the more the family was really developing and got stronger
mm-hmm,
and stronger
bond.
You know, when we first left, everybody, we were just separate other groups, and we knew each other from the studios. But we didn't. The bond
mm-hmm.
got so much stronger because we were constantly together and we shared everything. We had the same buses, you know. We stayed in the same hotels. We were on the same stage every night, and this went on for quite a few months simultaneously.
Right.
And so it was. We couldn't help but bond, and so it was a beautiful
right.
thing. And so that's what I loved about it. But I also have to say this. I was, when I look back, because I remember what I saw. I remember what I saw at the time. Now, when I look back at what I saw, I have a different appreciation for it. And I look back and I can remember seeing Mr. Griffey on the side of the stage with the biggest smile on his face. And for me, he was just a boss, right? But when I look back at it now, I look back like, that's a man that was an entrepreneur that had a dream,
right.
and it came true.
And he was watching,
you know,
it happen.
Yeah, and he watched it. I mean, it was like, now I look at that and go, wow, that's awesome. He started here, and ended up, he started out as a drummer. He was a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. And so that's always my motivation now. and then he became the owner of Solar Records. You know,
wow.
I mean, every time you turn around, another gold record, another gold, another platinum, another gold, another platinum. It was just falling out of the sky, and so it was just amazing. But you got to know that these things don't just fall out of the sky just because then every record company would have it. You had to work hard to make that happen.
Right.
You know, we went in the studio and did the music. We worked hard with Leon Silver.
Right.
And doing everything
right.
we had to do on our part. But the record company had to do their part to get that stuff out there and sell. And Dick, he was sitting on the board on the top of all this stuff. So
there was a lot
done.
Of magic that had to happen, right?
Yeah. And a lot
of work.
Yeah. And so
oh, my God. Again.
Awesome. And we couldn't go.
I'm a fly on the wall.
Don, we
go ahead.
I promise you this. This is, and I I'd never experienced anything like this in my life because it was the first time I ever played professionally and recorded professionally. And all I know is it's done. I would change, go from one radio station to another radio station to another. We were on all the channels all the time. I can flip through and I'm going to find a Solar song on one of the channels for sure, if not two or three. It was like that for Don. It had to be like that for at least 4 years straight. That's ridiculous. We were the sound of Los Angeles. It was that's it. That's where we were. That's what we did. And they played it on the radio like in Philadelphia. They just played the sound of Philadelphia. It was always about the songs of, you know, that came out of Philly and that.
Right.
And in California, it was about solar. And Philadelphia, Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area. So, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just the regions, man. I think, again, and I'm jealous of y'all because y'all get a chance to, you know, to spend your early 20s in that era. You know, I was 5 years old in 1979, I'm not saying. I am jealous of y'all. I really am because amazing time to be young, at that time. You know, serious.
Indeed.
I'm serious.
It really was.
Yeah.
It really was.
Again, you know.
And you know what I'm getting it was indeed. It was an amazing time with a lot of different things happening. I mean, I guess with any group. But, I mean, during that time, lots of things. I think we talked about that a long time ago one day. You know, lots of things were happening. Just, you know, it's like after the hippie period and then this happened and this period and all those periods have different colors and different things we learned. And I have to share one little tiny thing about Wardell and me. It's, you know, I was always this big reader and Wardell would pop in, pop in, like bounce in somewhere and go, okay, I need a book to read. And I go, what kind? He goes, whatever you recommend. And I would go, okay, and I'd get a book and I would say, this is about blah, 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 and it's going to reinforce blah, blah, blah. He goes, excellent. And he would read, he would bounce off with the book, he'd read it and he'd return it, by the way. So it was always like this, no matter what else was happening, we did that library kind of thing. I mean, it could be in the middle of any, I could be having a conversation where Dale would bounce in and go, okay, I need the next book. Here, I'm returning this. We go, okay. And isn't that kind of cool to look at and go, wow.
Yeah.
Those are fun, really, really fun moments. Yeah. Millions of them.
Wow. Again, these are just gems for all of the listeners out there. I'm telling you, you just don't know who you're reaching. The people that you reach when you mention even stories like that, again, you just don't know how important these things are. Because again, as a kid growing up listening to Solar, again, it's part of the soundtrack of my life. You talk about Sounds of Los Angeles on the West Coast. You talk about Philly International. You talk about Motown in Detroit.
Right.
You talk about Stax in Memphis, you know, and Chess Records in Chicago, and King Records in Cincinnati. So all of this was a part of my life, of my soundtrack growing up. So I'm forever and eternally grateful for what you guys contributed to as far as my life. So again, I can't thank you guys enough, for real. And again, guys, I know we're getting a little emotional. Old School Monday. We get a little emotional on Old School. I know. But I want to shift it a little bit because I want to go into the music block. And I know, Wardell, you got to go because you act like you don't know us no more. So end up, you know, do what
know
you got to do. So,
I don't know why.
I know. He has his moment.
I'm going to tell you why. It's her fault. She don't know why.
Don't blame this.
I had to take headshots. have to take headshots tonight for them, for Dynasty. I'm creepy, but I got to do it before I get too sleepy. Then they're going to say, you look kind of sleepy. You look kind of sleepy. Can you hear me? I'm saying, Linda's fault. It's Linda and John's fault for keeping me up. They kept me up.
Well, you
oh better my
get
God.
It done tonight. I'm telling you. I better see them in the morning, Don. All right. If I don't see those shots in the morning, I'm coming on the show next time.
We got an open door policy for you.
Please.
Oh, Lord. I like to say thank you.
I'm just saying.
I just want to say thank you to the Netherlands. Thanks to the Netherlands for loving our music. Thanks to Amsterdam.
Can you believe that, Wardell?
And the UK. I mean, and Scotland. I mean, our music is playing overseas left and right.
All of it is none. Every day we're going, what? Exclamation.
Right.
Like, what?
To get a letter from somebody that doesn't know me from the Netherlands telling me her husband is a huge fan and knows a lot about the sound of love. I said, really? I'm astounded.
Yeah, and Don, we're talking 33 years ago was the last time we recorded. But before that,
good Lord.
But listen, Don, check this out. We're on the charts constantly. Every Monday
That's
we get an update, and we're still on the charts. Our record is now, they're playing both sides, so it's keeping
That's
our song.
That's
pretty awesome.
Charts.
That's pretty
like
awesome.
We have a double single out simultaneously, and so we are just like, what is going on? So for us, well, you know, it's just, you don't see no old groups when you look at the charts. Dynasty
it's not
like
normal.
Old group. We're hanging out with the youngsters.
It's not
so
normal. It doesn't happen.
We're talking this every
day.
You'll see that happen every once in a while with a rock group, but not with an R&B.
That's the truth.
I've mentioned this before with you, Wardell. I've mentioned this many times because, and I hate to use the word trend, but what's going on now, even when you go to YouTube or any of these social media outlets, it's young kids that are going down this rabbit hole. They're giving, like, their reaction videos to certain songs that they heard back in the day,
Dynasty,
Adventures in the Land of Music.
Just
Fire and Desire by, you know, Rick James and Tina Turner. When you hear songs like that, you can't help but just go down this rabbit hole. And there's a lot of kids that's the trend right now. There's a lot of kids, again, I hate to use that word, but
that's
in the context of what we're talking about.
No, that's amazing.
A lot of young kids, you go to YouTube right now and just get up reaction videos, it's like these kids are hearing these songs for the very first time. Love's Train by Confunction, or You Will Know by Stevie Wonder, you know, or anything by Stevie Wonder, you know, from Songs of the Key of Life. So it's just beautiful. Well, again, we got about 29 minutes left, and I want to do a 70s soul block. And again, you guys being young at the time, what was 70s soul? What did 70s soul? And as corny as this might sound, me asking this, because I've asked Wardell too, but Linda, what did 70s soul music mean to you at a time you're growing up at that time or being young at that time? What did it mean to you?
You know, it was just like for anyone else. I don't know if I can answer that way. Just like anyone else, it's what your world is at the time. I mean, we weren't there being aware of there was any particular, you know, anything that people would consider special. It was normal to us. So
right.
In that time period, it's like it is for anyone else now, that are hopefully now. That's why it's important, I think, when I think of Wardell, like illustrating to me or making me look at how we would how we would be different in awareness if we performed now. How we would be different in what we know, in our awareness, and how we would reach people, because that's how I tend to react to people in life. But during that time, I remember all these, I just was blown away by all these. I mean, I was blown away by Jose Feliciano, and I'm singing, oh my Lord, from, you know, note to, I'd sing the guitar parts and sing the lyrical parts with him too, and like Wardell talked about Stevie Wonder, my God, I mean, somewhere in heart psychic land, I know him, cause I remember singing Ribbon one night in my apartment in L.A. I know I'm singing Ribbon in the Sky. Okay, it was one night, and I lived with my brother and she was my sister, our best friend. And the three of us in this really cool apartment in Fox Hills, and everybody was gone, and the lights were off, and I'm playing Stevie Wonder, and I start singing Ribbon in the Sky. And I'm singing Ribbon in the Sky, and when it goes off into just the instrumental, I filled it in. And when the song finished, I heard applause in the courtyard, and I went, "Oh my God!" And I go to I peek through the shutters, and these two men I knew. One of them, he and his wife and their kids lived there, and I said, "I didn't bug you," and they went, "Can you do it again?" And I went, "Really?" I said, "'Cause it's practice for me," and they said, We're asking you. We're having wine. We're asking you to sing it again. And but to go earlier than that and think about Motown, oh my God, and think about hippie times before that. Just what you learn from the freedom to be yourself, whoever that is. That's what the spirit of the time. Think about. Just everything you grow through culturally that's difficult, but you grow through it. I'm too emotional to even answer your question properly. It's just,
you've amazing. That's, you've answered it really? Perfectly. I think, the context of what we're it takes you to a certain memory. It takes you to a certain feeling. Mm-hmm. And that's, I was trolling you a little bit because that's what I wanted to get out of you, because you were able to give us this descriptive, this descriptive beauty of what you know, some of the things and how you feel about certain things. But you know what? I want to take you guys to 1978. I want to take you to Detroit, 1978, give you a classic from the group Enchantment. This is called It's Whoa. You That I Need, and you guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Can we pretend that from now on there is no yesterday? Paint a portrait of tomorrow with no colors from today. There's a light that shines in your face sometimes that takes my feelings, wraps them around your knees. But there's a shadow that makes my feelings turn back in on me. Can we pretend the pain is gone and go our merry way? Paint a portrait of tomorrow with the colors bright and gay. There's a light that shines in your face sometimes that takes my feelings, wraps them around your knees. But there's a shadow hiding in your heart sometimes that makes my feelings turn back in on me. Can we pretend? Thank you.
myself. It's music from Black Ivory from 1972. That was you and I. We got about another 7 minutes left of the show. It's going to wrap it. Actually, let me go ahead and do the replay before that from 1974 from the Adjustments album, music from the late, great Bill Withers, and featuring Jose Feliciano. Name of the song is called Can We Pretend? And, of course, started off the block from 1978, music from Enchantment, It's You That I Need. Again, 6 minutes left in the show.
And I love
gonna wrap
that
it up
song.
For us.
Oof.
Oh, what is something about that 70s soul, man? I told you.
I told you. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I lived in it. And well, you're absolutely right. I love that song.
Oh my goodness. I know. Again, we're wrapping it up. We're wrapping it up, the show. And again, thank you so much for hanging. It's just been a pleasure to have my queen, Miss Linda Carrier, hanging out with me.
Yeah.
And just any final thoughts? And you got to come back. You got to come back. The door. Do we have an open door policy on Throwback Thursday?
Oh,
on
good.
School Monday
please
with you. You know that, right?
Honestly.
You know that, right?
Thank you. I needed to hear it and again, and I appreciate it because it's always a gift to me. Honestly, I had a ball, and you provoke really great conversation and you play great music, and I hope your followers are open to me coming to hang out with them again because I honestly had a ball. I love it. Honestly. Don does it for me every time. He really does. He's as lovely as he sounds, and that's the truth. So thank you for having me. I had a ball. It was great. Your questions provoke really great conversations, so please have me again. I look forward to it.
Again, open door policy. You're welcome anytime. Guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. But make sure you tune in every Monday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. And want to remind you tomorrow, of course, for Tuesday, this is it, from 3 to 4 p.m., of course, with Phoenix and Wardell. We're going to have whatever topical issues that they're going to talk about. Every now and then I might come in and add my 2 cents, and then from 4 to 5, going to mix it up, going to play whatever, the smorgasbord of genres of music, doesn't matter. We're just going to pit up a little bit of everything, whether it's rock, funk, country. So make sure you guys tune in 4 to 5 p.m. Again, from 3 to 5, but 3 to 4, definitely going to talk about some This Is It, and then from 4 to 5, going to mix it up on Solar Records Radio. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. And have a great Monday night, guys. Again, if you can't check us out live, you can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, listen to the playback. Let me know what you think. And it is all good. Linda Carrier, I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a pleasant Monday night, and we'll see you guys Tuesday. Going to close out a little Lakeside from 1983. This is called Real Love. What do you think about
come
that,
back,
Linda?
Everybody on Monday. Let's hang out.
Have a good one. Have a good one, guys. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you.